tell us how this legislation came to be in the first place? Who's been pushing the issue and for how long?
State Representative Lou Lang has been pushing this for quite a while now, and there have also been obviously other advocates, but he's been one of the chief sponsors of it. He's a Democrat from Skokie, and he has constantly had to kind of refine it, redo it, to make it more palatable to other members of the General Assembly. We've had activists coming to the Capitol. I remember a few years ago there was kind of a big deal where a guy showed up with his actual marijuana cigarettes that he, you know, uses for medicinal purposes, and there was some question about whether he'd be arrested when he came to the Capitol to testify on behalf of this legislation. In the end, the vote was not that tight in the Senate, but the House, it did barely squeak through with just 61 votes. That's just one more than the minimum needed.
And so the news here being that Governor Quinn obviously signed this legislation, was it clear, though, from the beginning that this was something he was on board with?
It's never always. I mean, the governor likes to frequently say, we're reviewing this and we'll get back to you when we get back to you. But in this case, he kind of hinted that he might be open to signing it. He said he'd heard from a veteran in particular who, you know, this was something he thought would really benefit. This veteran thought it would really benefit him with his injuries that he had sustained and some of the pain issues. And so the governor, you know, he did end up signing it, and he actually announced it in a day in advance. And there was a big celebratory press conference. I talked to one of the reporters from Chicago who'd been up there. He said it was almost like a campaign rally. There was a lot of wooing and cheering in the crowd.
So on the other side of things, what groups, political or otherwise, were against this?
Yeah, well, this is, I mean, obviously you have a lot of people who view marijuana as a big problem and all drugs as a big problem. So you have kind of, I spoke to a physician earlier this year who specializes in addiction medicine. She was a former deputy national drug czar. And their problem is they think this goes around federal regulations for approving medicine, that normally when you have a pharmaceutical drug, you have to have extensive years of tests and trials and evaluate, you know, you have to evaluate it based on evidence to see if it's an effective treatment for a disease. And they say that just hasn't happened here. Opponents obviously would counter, well, it can't happen because it's illegal to do that. You could find yourself getting thrown in federal prison. But they also say that marijuana is dangerous. This is not the pot that baby boomers might have smoked when they were in college, or maybe they didn't inhale. But the marijuana today, they say, is 700 times more potent than it was. And with people starting to use drugs at a younger age, that combination, they think people are going to be getting into trouble. Opponents obviously say that that's not going to happen. They have a lot of, or I should say, proponents of medical marijuana say that's not going to happen because there are a lot of safeguards, but we can come back to that.
And so Governor Quinn, as you mentioned, said he was moved by the testimony of patients who say they have been helped by the use of medical marijuana, including veterans who use it. Tell us a little bit about that and what sort of stories he may have heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he listened to the House debated this for 80 minutes back in April, and a lot of lawmakers shared these kind of personal stories with people that they say marijuana might have been the best way to treat their pain.
It is so heartbreaking to see someone you love to go through such debilitating pain when there
can be... But spent the last several weeks of her life, as so many people do, in a drug-induced haze.
For two solid years, he suffered with terminal cancer.
The last voice was that of Representative Joanne Osmond. She's a Republican from Antioch, and she says she had a friend with cancer who, with his wife, came to live with her for 2 years. He died 2 years ago. He had tried OxyContin and all these other narcotic-type drugs, and they made him sick. He had asked, this friend of hers had asked if he could have marijuana in her house, and she said no. And she said that she kind of has grown to regret that because it might have helped him. So, I mean, these are some of the stories you hear from people who say, I mean, this is sort of an anecdotal movement, right? People believe this comes to help them. And so that is the stories get passed around, and it seems to have convinced enough lawmakers and the governor.
And now the governor has said that Illinois will have some of the toughest restrictions in the nation when it comes to medical marijuana. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there is a list of some 30 diseases you would have to, or I think it was 33 specific conditions you'd have to have one or more of these. They include cancer, HIV, lupus, Crohn's disease. This is, you have to have an ongoing relationship with a doctor in order to get this. You can't just kind of go into, you know, they're trying to prevent the situation where you'd go doctor shopping, or maybe one doctor would set himself up as Dr. Feelgood, and everybody can go to him and get their pot prescription. So you have to have this ongoing relationship. There's only going to be 22 growing facilities. That's one for each state police district so that they can keep an eye on those. And then I think there were going to be 60 licensed dispensaries. And this is the kind of thing where, kind of like the people who are casino operators in Illinois, you presume that they will be subjected to more scrutiny than you would for just, say, you know, opening a restaurant or something like that.
So Illinois is now the 20th state in the nation to have passed a medical marijuana bill. Have other medical marijuana programs seen beneficial, or have there been challenges, or perhaps both in other states?
Well, obviously you have a big kind of federal question hanging over here, which is, you know, the federal government, it's still illegal to trade in drugs under the federal law. And so you always have this question of, if there's a big change in policy at the federal level, could that bring a lot of this crashing down? You have some states like California, where a lot of critics point to, where it's pretty easy to get a medical marijuana prescription. Colorado also has, where chronic pain is one of those conditions where you can get that. That is not in the Illinois law. But, you know, in other states, you have seen this lead to ballot initiatives to legalize marijuana. Lou Lang, in particular on the House floor, said that this is a 4-year pilot program we have in Illinois for medical marijuana. And he said, if there is legislation in the future to fully legalize marijuana in Illinois, he will not be sponsoring it. This is what he wanted.
And so will the state be making any money off of this?
Illinois, I think, is just trying to cover its cost here with its taxes. That's kind of the Colorado model. We have seen, though, in California, for example, I read somewhere that they were getting over $100 million in tax revenue every year. And with Illinois' dire fiscal constraints the way it is, you can imagine that is a tempting, food for thought for the future, maybe something to think about. But right now, their structure is just to kind of cover the costs of regulation and policing and so forth.
And it will be months before this pilot program for medical marijuana actually goes into effect in Illinois, right?
Yeah, the law takes effect January 1st, but it's going to be a few more months before the marijuana is available for purchase. Obviously, it just takes time to grow that. But, you know, this is something where, people also have to go through and get their doctor's permission. And there's state agency involvement, multiple state agencies. Obviously, the state police are regulating the growers. The Department of Public Health is looking at the people who want to get these licenses to be able to consume this for medical purposes. So it will be some time before you might actually encounter somebody who is using medical marijuana.
WUIS State House reporter Brian Mackey, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rachel.